friend you can depend on.
This is WILO, your home for classic hits, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.
WILO.
Inside the Huddle with Jamie Blacker, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm. Now, here is Jamie.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for listening in again this week on Inside the Huddle. We've got a really good lineup of coaches from the area put together this morning. We're going to start off here in just a minute with Coach Jessica Cox of the Rossville Tennis Program on at 9:15, and he's already in studio. Coach Larry Kingery of the Clinton Central Golf Program, 9:30, the Clinton Prairie Golf Coach, Jim Collum, he'll be in studio as well. And then at 9:45, we're hoping to have a phone call from Dylan Smith. He's the Frankfort High School tennis coach. But on the line this morning, and we just kind of put it together late notice, but thanks for calling in this morning, Coach Cox from the Rossville Tennis Program.
Hi.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for reaching out. Appreciate you calling in.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit.
Yep. Just a second. I've got to talk to my engineer here. We got a little bit of music in the background. There we go. Now, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling in. Let's talk a little bit about the Rossville Tennis Program. How's your guys' season going so far?
Good. We are 6-2, both JV and varsity. We're 2-0 in conference so far. We've had some exciting wins over Eastern and Delphi, went down to neckbreakers. The girls are coming off of a conference win from last year, so they're hoping to lead into that this year.
That's very good to hear. Sounds like Rossville's always had a really strong program. Can you talk a little bit about some of the girls you got on this team this year and maybe highlight your seniors?
Yeah. At my one singles, I have Addie Hale. She was a senior or a one singles last year as well. She's come off of a winning season, and so far this year she's on a winning season as well. My one doubles is made up of seniors Demi Freeman and Lily Sharp. They're progressively getting better each match, and even when they're down, you can count on them to dig it out to win. So that's always good to have. My three singles is made up of a sophomore. She's riding the wave. She's trying to find her groove. Two singles is returning junior Ella Burkle, who moved up from three singles last year. She came off of a 6-0-6-0 win last night. And then my two doubles is made up of two juniors, Sydney McCullough and Bailey Best. They are finding their groove together and hoping to be a power team next year.
In the tennis program at Rossville, can you explain to some of our listeners, if they've never attended a high school tennis match, how that works? How do you guys play all those games, and how do you play doubles and, you know, the singles, and just kind of give us a makeup of what a high school tennis match might look like?
Well, they all go on at once. So your singles, obviously, you're just playing one-on-one. Doubles is two players versus two players. You have in doubles, you have a net person usually and someone that plays back. To win, you have to win three out of the five spots. So you can, and then you have sets, and they have to win two out of three sets, kind of like volleyball in that sense. You have to win three out of five sets. I don't really know. They all go on and they play out their sets. And if you win by two, first one to six, then you play another set. And if you win both sets, you win your match, or your that position would win its match. And we need to win three positions to win the match.
Girls tennis is a spring sport in Indiana for high schools. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the makeup of when you start playing in April, and how do you guys play a conference tourney, or where you're sectional at, or what the Hornets compete in, if it's a class or just an end of one sport like wrestling?
Tennis doesn't have a class system, so we feed into Zionsville sectional, and it's made up of Zionsville, Frankfort, I believe, Benton Central, Lebanon, and us. conference is made up of, we're in the Hoosier Heartland Conference with Delphi, Carroll, Eastern, and Taylor. And so you can win conference as a team if you beat all of the conference teams throughout the season. And then when you go into tournament time, the spots are individual. So one singles can individually be conference champ, or one doubles or two doubles or so forth, all how they play individually in the tournament. And then in sectionals, you can win as a team, or if your team loses but your one singles or one doubles wins, you can go on your own to like an individual sectional.
Can you talk a little bit about some of your biggest matches this year, and maybe where you maybe knocked off somebody you were surprised to knock off, or, you know, something that highlighted the Hornet season this so far this year?
Yeah. When we played Delphi on Thursday, we were tied with them 2-2, and it came down to, we had to go three sets for our one doubles, and they won in their third set in a tiebreaker, and it was a neck-to-neck match, and it was all on them to win that conference match. We beat Western Boone this season, which is always, I feel like, a heavy one to win. We also were tied with Twin Lakes 2-2. We were up a set, and the score was 40-30 when Lightning hit, so I feel like we probably could have finished that match out, which is always a good one to beat a bigger school like Twin Lakes.
Sure. And can you talk a little bit about the tennis program and how do you develop girls? Is this just something that you guys start in high school at Rossville, or do you have a junior high program that gets these girls ready to compete?
Rossville does not have a junior high program. They do have like youth camps in the summer that they invite the elementary kids to come to at least, you know, start to see what tennis is about. A lot of my girls have actually taken lessons on their own because they want to. But otherwise, we just practice and try to work through the basics and get our hands on the ball as much as we can and try to catch up.
I've been by your facility before. It looks very nice. Looks like Rossville is invested in their kids. And I think another program you've helped out this year, and you played them in a JV game earlier this year, was Clinton Prairie starting a tennis program. Can you talk a little bit about that, on helping out the Gophers and, you know, working with the schools just starting a program?
Yeah, Clinton Prairie came to R80 and asked if we would like to play them, and I'm all up for people getting as much practice in as they can. We did do JV only since it was their last year. I think they had one girl.
Yeah, that's
so they
correct.
They had a full JV this year. They had seven girls. And we actually they beat our JV, so that was good for them. It's good practice, but it's good practice for my girls too, because I felt Clinton Prairie was a little in between JV and varsity, so it helped some of my girls play up that were on JV. And it's always good to see another school getting a program started.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you're looking forward to going down the stretch here? Some bigger matchups, and, do you have any girls that look like they can compete for a sectional title?
We're hoping to finish out conference this week. We have Taylor and Carroll on the schedule, so if we win both of those, the girls will be back-to-back conference champ. I do feel that my one, because only spots that can go on to, in sectionals alone are your one singles, your one doubles. Depending on the draw, I do feel that if Addie Hale's game is on and she moves that ball around, that she could go on individually for sure. We're going to finish up the season. We have Lafayette Jeff, Benton Central. But the last two conference matches are this week.
We've noticed a little bit of a trend around the county, kids playing multiple sports. Does Rossville have any girls playing more than just tennis this spring?
Not on my tennis team. They're all just committed to tennis.
Gotcha. Well, Coach Cox, you got anything else you'd like to talk to us about before we let you go on the Rossville tennis program?
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate you being on this morning. Thank you very much, and we'll try to get you on here later in the year and see how the Hornets finished up this season.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. We've been talking to Coach Jessica Cox of the Rossville High School tennis program as they are competing in the Hoosier Heartland Division this year, and she went on to say they will play at Zionsville for their sectional later on in May. We'll be right back after this. Words of our sponsors, and we'll be talking with Larry Kingery, the Clinton Central boys golf coach.